The Children's Hour by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Between the dark and the daylight, when the light is beginning to lower, comes a days in the arc day's occupation that is known as the children's hour. I hear in the chamber above me the patter of little feet, the sound of a door that is opened, and voices soft and sweet. From my study I see in the lamplight, descending the broad hall stair, grave Alice and laughing Allegra, and Edith with golden hair. A whisper and then a silence, yet I know by their merry eyes they are plotting and planning together to take me by surprise. A sudden rush from the stairway, a sudden raid from the hall. By three doors left unguarded, they enter my castle wall. They climb into my turret, over the arms and back of my chair. If I try to escape me, they surround me. They seem to be everywhere. They almost devour me with kisses, their arms about me entwine, until I think of Bishop of Bingen and his mouse tower on the Rhine. Do you think, O blue-eyed banditti, because you have scaled the wall, such an old mustache as I am is not a match for you all? I have you fast in my fortress, and will not let you depart, and but put you down in the dungeon, in the round tower of my heart. And there I will keep you forever, yes, forever and a day, till the wall shall crumble to ruin and moulder in dust away.